Hello, friends. Welcome to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am Trevor Cooper. Joining me, as always, we have Troy. Good morning.
Hello.
Today, we are talking Titans.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Oh, yes. DC Universe's own new series. And, It's something else.
Yeah, the DC Universe streaming service, dude, they're killing it with their shows right now. Yeah. Not to mention their comics and their animated stuff that they have on there. Well worth the money.
Yeah. I actually really was interested by the fact that I didn't realize they had the comics in there until I started to look through and I saw like all the movies and TV and it's like, oh, you've watched Titans. Would you like to read Classic Teen Titans books? I was like,
what?
Yes, I would.
Thank you for asking, DC.
Yes. So Titans, of course, was kind of a little bit hated on at first when that trailer first hit the internet.
We had the F Batman trailer.
The infamous F Batman heard around the internet. And a lot of people were hating on their choices of actors because they said... like, they got an African-American actress to play Starfire. But, you know, honestly, like, it didn't bother me.
No, she fit the personality.
Yeah. So just had the look kind of there, and I was like, all right, I'm on board with this.
Yeah, another thing was her outfit that they had a little outrage about because in the trailers, without any reference, she's dressed a little streetwalkery.
Yeah, just a little bit Lady of the Night. But yeah, I thought, speaking of the outfits, they did a really good job with the costumes.
Yeah.
They didn't seem hokey. Like, when I first saw Flash, I'm not the biggest Flash fan in the world anyway, but the CW series Flash, when I first saw him in the costume, I was like, that looks a little weird. Looks a little dumb.
Yeah, the costumes were believable, I think, is what it is. Using, like, Kevlar armor and all the other different... stuff that actually exists.
Mm-hmm.
It was fashioned in such a way that, yeah, it looked like an armored outfit.
Yeah. They were even able to pull off the classic Raven hood with the point in the front and not have it look weird. It just looks like a 14-year-old goth girl's hoodie.
Yeah, which is basically what Raven
That's essentially
is.
What the outfit was. So cameos galore.
Cameos of other DC Universe characters, either by name or actual sight in the series.
So, let's see here. We had Donna Troy. We had Batman and the Joker and many of the rogues gallery of the Batman universe. Hawk and Dove actually had two episodes focusing around them.
Yeah, and then they were in another one.
Yeah.
Darren Grayson, the Dick Grayson episode.
And there's a little bit of a spoiler at the end of the series, which the whole series is up now, so you should go watch it.
Yeah, definitely don't turn it off at the end of the episode because there is an after... I guess DC's doing a Marvel after credits for their TV series. It's a really good after credits, too.
Yeah.
That makes you kind of go... Oh,
you're like, oh boy, it's coming.
It's going to hit the fan now.
The Doom Patrol.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
Yeah.
Which that was their leadoff into their own series,
mm-hmm.
which is also good. Check it out.
Yep. I believe you and Patrick have been doing
some reviews. Yeah, you can see our reviews. They're up to episode 3.
Nice.
Three very weird episodes.
And then my least favorite cameo, Jason Todd. The actor is so good as Jason Todd, but Jason Todd is such, like, he's
I wouldn't
so
say it's my least
awful.
Favorite cameo. He's not one of my favorite characters, but that cameo was spot on Jason Todd.
Yeah.
He almost channeled a little Damian Wayne into it
with
being the little shit.
He is.
He even had that little shit haircut.
Yep, that little, like, swoop kind of thing. He had the Jason Todd haircut from the comics, like, to a T with that little... puff at the front. Imagine Justin Bieber in a Robin outfit. That's
Justin Bieber is a superhero.
Yeah. But one of the other interesting things to me is this did what some other series have tried with, like, the season has an overarching plot, but every episode has its individual plot, and it can tend to kind of rinse and repeat a little bit. So, mm-hmm. like, there's been some examples of recent series, Shannara Chronicles. there was another series, it was on Freeform there, that it was just kind of the same plot every episode. And you're like, okay, we get it. You know, this guy gets captured, this guy gets robbed, and then in the end he gets his stuff back. They do something kind of like that with Raven, because the whole first season is revolves around Raven and her backstory and her powers and this cult trying to bring her father from whatever dimension he's living in. But they did it in a different way every time and kept it interesting. So it's like Raven gets kidnapped, but then in the end is saved. But it wasn't like the same guy keeps coming back and trying to kidnap her every time.
Yeah, true. My only complaint with the series was you didn't get in depth on any of the characters. Yeah. They glossed over, gave you just enough that you could be familiar with the character, mm-hmm. and then they went on with the story, which I guess could be good for a first season if you want to keep the plot going. But I'm hoping in the second season they explore a little more how these guys got to where they're at mm-hmm. with their powers or skills, because I guess Grayson really doesn't have powers.
Yeah.
It's more skills.
He has a very particular set of skills.
He's Liam Neeson.
I love the bit where they're like, all right, what's your powers? Keeping you alive. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. You have none, do you?
And then they also had some moments to, like, really play with reality. With the episode Asylum.
Yeah.
They dive into characters' psyches a lot. Specifically, Dick Grayson. And you get to see a lot of kind of what makes him who he is. And then ultimately in the end, the final episode, Dick Grayson, we get to see some... alternate universe imagination something or other
in his mind.
Yeah,
how he would, you find out why he says F Batman.
He
doesn't like what Bruce has, I guess, turned him into.
Yeah, he's trying to make him into Batman Jr. but without the pointy ears. I also like that they left it open for next season, so we've kind of got, like, he's not Nightwing, he is
Not even mentioned that word. Robin. I never even heard Nightwing mentioned.
Yeah.
The whole episode, whole season.
Yeah, I don't think he even refers to himself as Robin. I think
he does say he's not Robin anymore.
Yeah,
that he's no longer Robin.
He'll only say it when he's not. He never calls himself that. If ever he's referred to as Robin, it's someone else saying it.
Yeah, and usually corrects him.
Yeah. So it's a little bit almost like the short-lived New 52 series, Grayson. Because we see him as a detective rather than a superhero.
Because he's on the police force.
Yeah. A little bit more like, I'm not a superhero, but I still beat people up. So, I liked it overall. Yeah, really good series.
Yeah, I liked it. Like you said, it was very Raven-centric. Mm-hmm. Heavy on the Raven story, which is fine. She's an interesting character.
Yeah.
But these other guys... I mean, and they touched a little bit on Coriander's... Starfire's backstory. She's got a pretty interesting backstory too, and I think we're going to see more of her story in the second season.
Yeah, I hope so, because she did a knockout job.
Yeah, she had the persona for down pat for Starfire, even with the hookerish outfit.
Right.
After like the second episode, you don't even think about the outfit anymore.
Well, and it makes perfect sense because they explain it away like this.
Yes, this is why she was dressed that way. Yeah, yeah. It would, like you said, Raven Rachel looked like she'd been shopping at Hot Topic.
Yep,
and makes perfect sense. Gar, the perfect gullible, oh gosh, teenager mm-hmm. type guy. You only see the tiger though in episode one, season one.
More animals.
Yeah, I maybe the CGI budget will get upped and we'll see maybe a raptor or a bear or something next. Gar got his first taste of blood.
Yep.
Spoilery.
Yep.
A little spoilery. It's going to be kind of hard to cover the season without giving a few spoilers.
Yeah. Like, we'll try not to spoil every big moment, but there's some things you have to be able to talk about.
So, yeah, like you said... So many name drop cameos, Lucius Fox, Alfred. Mm-hmm. He actually talked to Alfred on the phone.
Yep.
They mentioned the Penguin.
Yep. The Joker. They mentioned Wonder Woman.
Actually, you kind of see the Joker. Even though it's in Dick's mind, it's still the Joker. Yeah.
Yep.
The Puppet Master.
Scarface.
Scarface, yeah.
Yeah. Riddler.
Yeah.
I think we see Zaz in there. I think he was one of them.
Maybe I'd have to
slow down. I think you see like someone's arm and there's like a bunch of scars on it.
Yeah. Not reality though. Batman didn't really kill all those people.
Yeah.
It's in Dick's mind.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Batman kills everyone.
That's the Batman I would love. That's
the Batman I want to see.
That's Batman meets Punisher.
Right.
You're one bad day away from being me.
Yep.
And he had that bad day.
And he, like, it wasn't even I allowed them to come to death. It was he went out of his way and just starts
searched them out,
murdering people. And you realize, if Batman ever snaps, Gotham's hosed. No one can stop him.
Because, in the comics, Batman has a contingency plan for everyone except one person.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it was one of the Justice Leagues. He showed everybody. He was talking to somebody. These are my contingency plans for, this is one for Superman. This is one for blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they open up the case with Wonder Woman symbol on it, and it's empty.
It's like,
and they're like, what's that? He's like, you just better hope Wonder Woman never goes rogue. Because I can't stop her.
Yep. She's
a power.
She doesn't have any weaknesses per se, because they've gotten rid of the one that she did have, which was dumb.
Yeah, and they pretty much made her a god.
Yeah.
Anymore, she's like Thor level god.
Which ties back into, of course, Donna Troy, was it Wonder Girl?
Yes.
Appears in this series, and you get to see kind of like. So Starfire has super strength, and they didn't do the full-on laser blasts, but she's able to like manipulate or create fire,
yeah,
heat. And you see Donna Troy and Starfire kind of go toe to toe, and Donna Troy makes
put her in
Starfire.
Quick.
Just like two quick moves and boom, done.
Yeah, it was. She's impressive. I mean, Wonder Woman taught her. She lived on the Mascara for a while with her. Yeah, that's another character I'd like to see some more backstory on, guys.
Yes.
This is Donna Troy.
Put her on the team. Bring her in.
She was on Teen Titans for a while, wasn't she, in the comics?
She was in the Titans for a while.
Yeah.
She was one of the founding members.
So maybe she's going to come back in the second season and join, even though Dick doesn't think they're a team. They are a team.
I'm hoping maybe we could get Speedy.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Get Roy.
Mr. Harper?
Yep.
Because Arrow, this is Arrow's final season, right?
Yeah.
They announced that.
They ain't like Roy's going to be doing anything else.
Bring him over. I don't know if the CW will let them use the same guy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be all for that.
I'd even take the little sister iteration of Speedy. It's not as good, but...
Yeah, in a pinch, I guess I would use her, but...
Kid Flash, we didn't see either, who is one of the original members.
Which Kid Flash?
Wally or was the first Flash.
Or the New 52 Kid Flash.
I think it was...
Wally or...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the founding members of the Teen Titans, if I remember right.
You never get enough Wally.
We don't have any speedsters in the series.
It's true.
Which I'm actually not necessarily against, what with how many there are in the Flash. Like... Every week, somebody who's got super speed.
I'm the fastest man in the world, except this week.
Yep. And who else haven't we seen?
There's a few people they still haven't brought in.
Cyborg. We don't even see Cyborg.
You see enough of him in Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
He shouldn't. They should be pulling him out of Doom Patrol and over into Titans because you're out of place in Doom Patrol. We've talked about it. He doesn't belong there.
Plus, their entire cast. So, my major experience with Titans is the Teen Titans animated series from 10, 15 years ago. And so, of course, your four main cast members are four of the five from that animated series, except Cyborg.
True.
Makes perfect sense to bring him in. Just give everyone the classic five that a lot of people know best.
That's true. And hopefully, Trigon is one of their classic villains.
Yep.
But their other classic villain that I'd like to see is Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Deathstroke,
he's, see some Judas contract.
He's he's a bad dude. Mm-hmm. And he's a major villain for the Titans. So maybe we'll see some of him in season toward the end of season two.
Yeah,
getting ready for season three, because I think season two they're going to take care of Trigon.
Yeah, I'm hoping at the very least Stinger at the end of season two, we get Deathstroke
or Terra.
Terra.
That whole traitor thing going. Yeah. That would be.
And then you can create a love triangle between Raven and Beast Boy and Terra.
Ooh.
You can have that one, DC.
That's for free. So, yeah, overall, the season, I know you binged it.
I did. Straight through. Night.
I actually had to, I fell asleep. I watched the first eight or nine, and then I took a little break and had to sleep and eat. And then I watched the rest of them, and man, they just, you just can't stop watching.
Yeah.
They're like potato chips.
Just one more episode. Okay, just one more episode. Okay, but just one more episode.
And then that last one, you're like,
You get to the end, and you're like, what? That's not the... But you can't... One other thing that I forgot to bring up. Can we talk for a second about Raven's mom? The actress who played her. Oh, my goodness. Like, so I actually recognize the actress. She was in a old Disney series like 25 years ago, Adventures in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. I think she was also in Alias for a short time.
Maybe.
But she plays Rachel Roth, Raven's mother.
Angela. Roth, yeah.
And man, she did an amazing job. I did not expect her, again, spoiler. Okay.
If you don't want to see it,
she's
stop now, go watch it, and then come back.
Yeah, pause the video, go watch
it. We'll wait for you. Okay.
Okay, you're back. she is working with this cult, so they stash her away in a padded cell, and Rachel goes to save her, and then turns out she's working with them in order to bring Trigon back.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
No. And even when they're, like, the episode before the season finale... the one that kind of gives us a little bit more of Starfire, they flip through this book and they're like, oh, that's Rachel and that's her mom. Wait, why does she look so friendly with Trigon? You're like, why does she look so friendly with Trigon? And then you see her switch sides and you're like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, she manipulated her into conjuring him from the other dimension. Because
trying to kill Beast Boy.
Only Rachel can get Trigon. Bring him forth.
Yeah, she's the key or something. She's the MacGuffin.
Honestly, yeah, she is, and totally manipulated her. So we'll see second season. She talked him into helping Beast Boy out instead of dying. So Dick's still kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Season two is gonna be. Have you heard when it's coming?
I haven't.
I have not either.
I hope sooner rather than later. And more episodes in a season. I'd be okay with 15, 16.
I don't know. 11's pretty good. I think learn your lesson from Netflix. Whenever they go 10 or more, it starts getting... They start throwing filler into the episodes. It doesn't belong there, and it makes the episodes watered down.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'd rather have 10 or 11 really good, intense episodes rather than 15 or so that are just kind of feel stretched. So, yeah, I was happy with the 11. I mean, I was not happy that it ended with 11. I was ready for more. But I don't want them just to add episodes just to be adding episodes. Yeah. I want good content.
And there wasn't... Okay, maybe Hank and Dawn was the only filler episode, which gives us the history of Hawk and Dove.
And honestly, I think they're just throwing people like that in there because they're going to eventually give them their own.
I think they're,
I've envisioned them giving their own. Because, well, Cyborg was in Doom Patrol. Mm-hmm. He was originally slated to have his own show, and then I guess he didn't test well, and they said, you know what, we're not going to do a Cyborg series.
Sorry, Cyborg.
Yeah, Hawk and Dawn, I think, could probably carry a series.
I think they could, because the actors who played him were really, really good, too, which we didn't even really talk about him much, but, like, the actress who plays Dawn specifically
did
a really good job in the show.
Yeah, I can't pick one person that was weak in the series as an actor. Yeah. They all... played their parts well.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to second season. In the meantime, I guess we'll watch the other series. Yeah. You know, they have Stargirl coming up, which we should see Stars and Stripes. Harley's getting her own series toward the end of the year.
Yep. And Young Justice is currently airing.
That's the next one I gotta watch. Gotta watch that one next.
Yeah.
And DC Universe, man, they're killing it. Between them and Disney, those are gonna be the two pay services I think I stick with. Marvel, where are you at?
Yeah.
Your pay service is just really up the comics.
Yeah.
Marvel Unlimited, I think
it's only comics.
Only comics.
Presumably Disney's gonna roll the Marvel stuff into there.
Oh god, that's gonna be Disney, Marvel, Pixar,
Star Wars.
What more do you need? DC Universe.
Everything.
Those two right there.
Basically, it's everything but DC.
And the DC anime.
Warner Brothers is holding on tight.
DC Universe, the animated stuff is really good too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so we suggest
Titans.
We highly recommend it.
Yes, go watch it right now. It's all up there.
Yes. Let us know. Do you agree? Did you like Titans? Who's your favorite character from Titans?
What was your favorite swear word?
F Batman?
Who knows?
Not as many swear words as it was in Doom Patrol. So who was your favorite Titan?
My favorite Titan.
Or character, period.
I really liked Gar. I even liked the jacket, which was reminiscent of his old changeling costume with the high, dumb collar. So instead, he just has this jacket with this collar up.
Yeah.
I really liked him.
I'm going to go with Jason Todd because he hit that character dead on.
He's just such a little shit.
I wanted to hate him. Well, that's Jason Todd.
Yep.
He did it perfect. So who was your guys' favorite?
Let us know down in the things.
And while you're down there, subscribe to us.
And ring the bell. So that
you're notified.
Yeah.
Every time.
You'll see more videos. When season 2 comes out, we'll do another one then.
Damn right. We'll do that one episode by episode.
Yeah.
We were a little late to the game on this.
Yeah.
And our auditory only friends, and I'm pointing to my ear.
For the listeners.
Subscribe to us on any podcast platform.
Yeah.
So that was it. Titans, DC Universe. And we'll see you next season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.